Leviticus chapter 4. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1 of Leviticus chapter 4. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord, concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them. God will institute here in chapter 4 the sin offering. And notice it is for those who have committed a sin in ignorance. In other words, an unintentional sin. If someone sinned with the set purpose of disobeying God, the only thing they could do was plead for mercy, as David did in Psalm 51, because there was no sacrifice for willful, blatant sin. Verse 3, if the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bullock, without blemish to the Lord for a sin offering. The difference in the offerings depended on the social status or the position of the sinner. If the high priest sinned, he was to bring a young bull for an offering. And here we have another caution for those in position of spiritual leadership. It is a frightful position to be in, really is. The high priest's sin required an expensive sacrifice because his sin, as the people's representative, brought guilt on the people. It spread. It affected a lot of people and infected them with sin. Verse 4. And he shall bring the bullock to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, and shall lay his hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall take of the bullock's blood, and bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Sprinkling the blood 7 times before the veil in the holy place restored God's relationship with the sinning priest. Putting blood on the altar of incense restored the privilege of worship to the high priest. Our relationship and worship of God are dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood. That according to Hebrews 9:22. And that is what this pictures. Verse 8. And he shall take off from it all the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the 2 kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. As it was taken off the bullock of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar of the burned offering. The ritual here follows that of the peace offering, as God suggested. Verse 11. And the skin of the bullock, and all its flesh, with its head, and with its legs, and its inwards, and its dung, even the whole bullock, shall he carry forth without the camp, to a clean place, where the ashes are poured out, and burned it on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, shall it be burned. To emphasize the sinfulness of sin, the dead animal was taken out of the tent and outside the camp. I'm talking about the tabernacle, which was a tent, and it was taken outside the camp where it was destroyed. And this is a picture of Jesus Christ, the sin bearer. Jesus was made sin for us, and the Bible says that he suffered outside the city limits of Jerusalem. And notice how this is such a, in minute detail, picture of Jesus Christ. Again and again, we see that in the book of Leviticus 13. And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and the thing be hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which should not be done, and are guilty, when the sin, which they have sinned against it, is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for the sin and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. So the sacrifice for the entire congregation was the same as the one required for the high priest. And that makes sense, since the high priest represents the entire nation. We all have an individual and a corporate responsibility. In other words, if you are identified with a church or a nation that is guilty of sin, even though you personally may be innocent, you will still share in the punishment. And that's because you are a part of the corporate responsibility. Verse 15. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the head of the bullock before the Lord, and the bullock shall be killed before the Lord. The elders are representatives of the nation, and the ritual is the same as it was for the high priest. Verse 16. And the priest that is anointed shall bring of the bullock's blood to the tabernacle of the congregation, and the priest shall dip his finger in some of the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord, even before the veil. And that veil speaks of the veil that separated the holiest of all places from the rest of the tabernacle. Verse 18. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take all his fat from him and burn it upon the altar. And he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock for a sin offering, so shall he do with this. And the priest shall make an atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall carry forth the bullock without the camp, and burn him as he burned the first bullock. It is a sin offering for the congregation. When a ruler has sinned and done something through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord his God concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty, or if his sin wherein he has sinned come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. If a civil ruler sinned, he was to bring a goat as a sacrifice. His offering wasn't as costly as the high priest, but as a leader, his sin was more serious than the average person's. And so God is teaching us that rulers are ordained by him and therefore responsible to him. You know, your congressman isn't responsible just to his constituents. The president of the United States isn't just responsible to the different sections of the federal government. and to the people of the United States. These people are responsible to God, whether they realize it or not, they are. 24. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they killed the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering and shall pour out his blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn all his fat upon the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall make an atonement for him as concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And so the same steps are followed as before. 27. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he does somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty. Did you notice what God says? Breaking the commandments ought not to be done. That is something that ought not to be done. Going against the Holy Bible is something that ought not to be done. That's just the way it is. And when you do something that ought not to be done, there's going to be a price to pay for it. You know, guilt is a very real thing. And God doesn't want people to carry the burden of guilt. He established a sin offering in the Old Testament to cover the guilt. And it just covered it. The blood of Jesus Christ can remove the guilt, and is the only thing that can remove the guilt completely from a sinner. And these things, again, just pointed to Jesus and what he would accomplish on the cross. 28. Or if his sin, which he has sinned, come to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin, which he has sinned. And the female kid of the goat was less expensive than any previous offerings. But each of these offerings represented Christ on the cross, and the ritual involved was the same as the previous cases. And so we'll wrap up chapter 4 with that, since these next verses would just be repetitive.